Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
So do you feel like you're in your overdraft all of the time, or perhaps you might be struggling to clear your debt? So what simple things can you do to try and get on top of all of those things? Well, for some advice, we're joined by Owen McGee, financial planner and author of How to Make Your Money Work. Owen, good to see you.
Good morning, Claire. Thanks for having me.
So these are the basics, really, for people who might feel that this is the way they have to live because they're in this sort of pit of debt, whether it's low level or something they're really struggling with. But your message is there are things that you can do to try and extricate yourself from being in the red.
Yeah, and I think it's important to say at the outset of this, the people who I'm talking to here aren't people who are swamped in debt. If you're swamped in debt and you cannot see a way out, you need to get some help. You need to go and talk to someone. I always say the first person you need to talk to if you really feel like you're drowning in debt is your best mate. Whether that's your partner or your friend or your sister or your brother, go and talk to them, explain the situation to them, and then decide where you're going. It's likely MABS is going to be able to help you. They've got a great service there. But if you're feeling like that, this piece isn't for you, that's not who I'm talking to. Mm-hmm. I'm talking to people who have a couple of debts. Maybe they have an overdraft. Maybe they have a personal loan and a car loan and a credit card. And they make the payments every month. And they are making the payments. And they're, as they fall due, they're not falling behind. They're making the payments. But they just feel like they're getting nowhere. They just feel like they're on this treadmill and they're making the payments as they fall due, but they're not making any progress.
So too much month left at the end of the money.
Exactly.
They're the people you're talking to today.
The people who are just kind of, I've had these loans. I've been hanging around. Every time I feel like I'm getting somewhere, I have to borrow more money because something happens in life. And what do I do and how do I get on top of it? Mm-hmm. So the first step to getting on top of it is you do need to identify extra money somewhere. And that might sound like, oh, magic it out of somewhere. And the one of the simplest things we can do to try and identify extra money, I'm not keen on kind of sucking the life out of yourself by kind of really restricting yourself from a financial perspective. But we can do simple things, like a really simple thing we can do. And I challenge you to do this, Claire. Today is Tuesday, right? Between now and next Tuesday, don't change your spending habits at all. Keep spending the way you always spend. But every time you spend money, whether it's on a coffee or a pair of jeans or a meal out, take out your phone and write down the item you spent the money on and how much it was. And just do that for a week. Mm-hmm. And next Tuesday evening, take out your phone, take out a pen and piece of paper and write down, put a line down the middle. And on one side, say, added value to my life. And on the other side, say, didn't add value to my life. Right? And try and identify the things that you spent money on in the last week that actually didn't improve your life, didn't give you any extra enjoyment. You just did them because you did. And it was just kind of circumstantial that you did them. I call that subconscious spending. And when you identify, when you've got your list of all the stuff that didn't add value to your life, now you've got some money to use to tackle the debt, which is what we're talking about
today.
So
you reckon everybody has a bit of spending fat in their lives?
Yeah, I call it wallet leakage sometimes. It's just stuff that leaks out of your wallet and just disappears. Mm-hmm. We do have another concept, which is called Parkinson's Law. And Parkinson's Law is the law, or the rule that says a job will take as long as you give it. So if you have an hour to cut the grass, it takes an hour. If you have 3 hours to cut the grass, it takes 3 hours. If you make €30,000 a year, you'll spend 30. If you make €100,000 a year, you'll spend 100.
Yeah.
Because your lifestyle expands to fill the income you have. And by going through that process over a week of just looking at your spending and not changing your spending, but just looking at how am I actually spending, you start to become very conscious about your spending. And it's a really, really valuable thing. And I'm not suggesting you do it forevermore. I'm saying you do it today and you do it again and 6 weeks or 6 months, whenever you feel that leakage just has kicked into your life again, you just want to recheck it again.
Now, you have divided these debts into two categories.
Yeah, happy debt and crappy debt.
Okay. Right?
And happy debt is money where it's really hard to get. It's generally at lower interest rates compared to all the other debt. And it's used to buy things that go up in value. So a mortgage for a house. And I'm saying over long periods of time, you'd expect property to go up in value. Whatever's going to happen short term is another thing. Crappy debt is usually easy to get. Higher interest rates. It's used for things that go down in value, like cars, or that are consumed immediately, like putting a meal on a credit card, mm-hmm. literally consumed immediately.
Or a holiday.
Or any of those type of things. And typically, if you kind of go in the ranges, like a car loan, 6-8%, a personal loan, 8-10%, an overdraft, 15%, credit card, 22%. Some of the online shops that create an account for you, they can be as high as 44%, right? Now, just let's stick to the credit card for a minute. Imagine you've got €1,000 on a credit card, and let's just keep the maths really simple. You leave that €1,000 in full all the way through the year, whatever about making payments, right? You have 1,000 euros on a credit card for a year in simple interest terms at 22%, that's 220 euros in interest. You are now not paying for your holiday, you're paying for the banker's holiday if you keep paying that interest.
Yikes, that's quite a way to put it. Yeah.
And the thing about it is people do keep these things rolling over. So imagine you're looking at it, you're sitting at home, you go, okay, I'm going to do this for a week, I'm going to identify, or you know what, I just saved X amount on the electricity bill. I'm going to use that 50 quid a year or whatever it is, 25 quid a month is the typical saving by moving one electricity provider to another, 25 quid a month. I'm going to use that and I'm going to tackle my debt because this is the thing that's really frustrating me and maybe even annoying me to get trying to get a sleep at night. So what do you do? The traditional way of looking at debt is to line up all of your debts, the pen and piece of paper, line up all your debts with the most expensive interest rate first, right? So 22% on the credit card and then 15% on the overdraft and so on, and line them up and then take the extra 25 euros and start, keep making all the payments as you expect them and start tackling the one with the highest interest rate. It's a great way of doing it. Financially, it probably makes more sense than any other way, but it has an absolutely miserable success rate. And I think the better way of tackling it is to do it slightly differently. Instead of doing it the highest interest rate first, go for the low-hanging fruit first. Look at the loan with the least amount outstanding on it, regardless of what the interest rate is on it, and tackle that one first. Because if you have an overdraft with 300 euros on it and you're paying 50 euros a month or you're reducing it, whatever, and you're adding this extra 25 euros, reasonably quickly, you're going to clear off a loan. And clearing off a loan feels amazing. Like it feels okay. Really good.
Well,
and it
but
spurs
I don't understand
you
then why you would leave your big credit card bill at 22% sitting there accumulating interest.
Because you're still paying the minimum payments, Don't get me wrong, but you're tackling the lowest hanging fruit to give yourself a quick win because it gives you the motivation to go on again. Because let's say you have a loan and you've identified this extra 25 euros and you're paying 100 euros off the loan. It's the lowest hanging fruit, 125 euros is going off. You clear off that loan first and then you go for the next lowest hanging fruit. But you take the 100 euro you were paying off the original loan, you add the 25 quid you've identified in the spending thing, and that's 125, and we're going after the next thing. And what happens is, we still get to clear off all the loans. We will still save a chunk of interest. But because you get your quick win, it motivates you to go on.
Keep going.
Whereas when you go after the highest interest rate first, it does make the most financial sense. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. But the success rate, in my experience, watching people over the years doing it, the success rate isn't anywhere near as good because it just still feels like you're on this treadmill.
Right. What about rolling up all of those high interest debts, getting a personal loan at a lower rate? Does that make sense?
Yeah. So this is where you take all your debts, you put them all into one, and you oftentimes you spread out the term over to 5 years or 7 years, and you will be able to do this. My advice to anyone considering doing this, you first of all have to hate the debt. And I have seen people do this and their repayments go from 700 a month across all their loans to 400 a month and they just spread over the term. It's 400 a month and an extra 300 quid. And what do? Because they didn't hate the loan, they now go and take out a new loan for 300 quid and they might end up worse off than they were in the first place. So if you really, really are hating the debt and you want rid of it, do it once. And make sure that if it gone from that example, 700 to 400, make sure you take that 300 euro and you do something with it.
Save it.
Whether you go save it, you create your buffer, whatever it is, or you go after the lowest hanging and you keep adding to it, or you keep the term at least the same, keep the repayments the same so that the money's going to be gone quicker. Don't let your wallet leakage slip into that extra 300 mm-hmm. quid you now have. And definitely, if you find yourself tempted to go and borrow money again because you've got this capacity of 300 that you used to pay, well, then you need to really have a word with yourself. Or that best friend that we asked you to talk about to the start. The other thing that's interesting at the moment, Claire, is on a slightly different topic. It's still mortgage related, but tracker rates, people will see the tracker rates coming down this month, right?
Yes.
Last month, you could afford the higher repayment on your tracker rate. Now it's going to come down. What are you going to do with that extra money? Because it is, last month you could afford it. So if they hadn't have come down, you would have had it this month.
Buy cake?
Yeah, buy cake. And you know what? There is an element of that. Don't suck the life out of the enjoyment of life out of things. Where you get a pay rise or a tracker reduction or somewhere, if you get a win financially, you do have to reward yourself financially.
Yeah.
You have to make sure that you're getting some benefit now.
I'm concerned, you know, that there are people who don't have that much fat in their weekly budget, you know, in saying this to them. Because as somebody who does the shopping, I know every time I run in for a loaf of bread or a litre of milk, it costs me 20 quid.
You're a marketer's dream, Claire.
I am. I know I am. But that's the reality of it when you're feeding a family, right?
Absolutely. I 100% get it. And that's a simple, like we could probably do another topic on trying to get on top of your day-to-day spending some other day. But there's other things like the electricity bill, the gas bill. It's so simple.
Move them.
Look for things like print out your bank statements. go through it line by line, see where you can save money. We like it's a little bit like a red car. If ever you're buying a red car, you're driving to work this morning, you see loads of red cars on the road. If you're looking for ways of saving money, you will find them. And there are people, like, particularly if we look back at the TV show, when How to Be Good With Money, when we used to present the TV show How to Be Good With Money here, and there were people who are kind of on minimum wage or on lower rate, and there's huge benefit to me trying to help out with their spending. But the higher up the wage scale you go, the more of this stuff that exists and you can identify it. But there are people out there who are really struggling.
A couple of quick questions in less than a minute. My daughter only keeps money in the bank that she wants to spend. Any that she wants to save, she keeps in cash. It's the reverse of what we're advised. She knows it's easier to spend from her account as she only has to tap.
Yeah, so we spend 10 to 15% more money when we tap compared to when we use the cash. Ooh. The daughter is onto something there. The problem is if she's sitting in a shop and she's able to tap, she knows I have X amount of money in my account. Whereas if she has to physically go and get the cash from under her bed or wherever it's from, she has to think about it, and it's delaying mm-hmm. that purchasing process. But what I would say is it depends when she's planning on spending that money. Depends what age she is and everything else. So there is actually sense in what she's saying. And if it works for her, leave her alone.
Okay, quick one from Wayne. Is it better to pay off a mortgage or keep the money as savings? He's got 24,000 euro left on the mortgage. Should he keep his savings in the credit union or the bank?
What I would say is it's a really complex individual question. Bespoke advice is needed there. I'm a big fan of clearing off a mortgage in full, because you get a huge emotional benefit to it. But clearing a chunk of the mortgage kind of doesn't really make the same sense in the whole pile of other stuff you could be doing with your money that would actually make more sense than clearing off the mortgage. But I would suggest that person, before anyone gets to clear off a mortgage or take a chunk off a mortgage, get some advice.
Owen, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And thank you for your advice today. That's Owen McGee.